You know that saying, once seen, it cannot be unseen? This idea that if you see a dramatic image, you won't be able to get it out of your mind. We don't seem to say this very much about information we hear or write down, but what we see, that's what stays with us as an impression we cannot shake. When you are trying to decide which online platform you want to use to build your online business, if you decide to choose videos, you can start a YouTube channel with information or guides or commentary, entertainment, anything that attracts an audience through video. Being a YouTuber, for lack of a better term, is actually one online business that literally requires no investment, but it also requires the highest level of courage. You have to be comfortable on camera. Or maybe artistic or creative enough to create images that do not require you to be on camera. And you have to be consistent and popular enough to attract the minimum audience that YouTube requires before you can earn from advertising. So all of that may be a challenge, but if you make it work, you could also attract sponsorships, build a community, and become your own web search recognizable influencer for your subject area. Welcome to the Ready Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Case Lane, and this is your podcast if you are thinking that it's time to take control of your future and have the lifestyle you really want by starting your own online business. This is the third episode in the Real Stories Behind Making Money Online series, a series about the facts you need to know about each online platform before you decide which one is right for you and the online business you want to start. In this episode, we will go into the real story behind making money online with videos. This is episode 145. So let me start with a summary of the real story behind YouTubing. So yes, you can start a YouTube channel for free by posting videos directly to the platform anytime you want. And the more viewers you attract, the faster you can transform your creativity into a business, still without making any outside investment. You make money by having advertising on your videos. You can also get sponsorships or promote your own or affiliate products in or around your videos. So if that sounds good to you, keep listening for the details. While starting an online business is an extraordinary opportunity for you to establish a foundation for your own professional satisfaction, financial security, and lifestyle freedom, to get started, you have to select an online platform that fits your interests, skills, and budget. Videoing or YouTubing is a powerful communication medium that only requires a minimum audience to begin earning advertising revenue. But are you camera ready? And does the YouTube platform have all the elements you want and need for an online business venture? If it's your online platform of choice to be creating videos, you need to be aware of the joys and limitations of the effort. In this podcast, I explain the real story behind starting a YouTube channel to make money. Now, YouTube is for creative imagers, visualization types. It is a video hosting platform that, as a division of Google, is also a search engine, the second largest search engine in the world. So it's delivering answers to questions that are asked every second by searchers. And while there are other video platforms out there, it's possible maybe to build a following on another one, but YouTube remains the dominant force for all viewers. It is the search engine results come to life in pictures. So you will find content that ranges from short how-tos to multi-hour courses, trailers to movies, questions to in-depth interviews, book quotes and novel readings, reviews, music, podcasts, speeches, news reports, documentaries, commentaries, comedy routines, from every era of video recording to the present day, from every corner of the globe and outer space, okay? The numbers are staggering. 500 hours of video uploaded every minute. 1 billion hours viewed each day. And what may look like insurmountable odds for getting noticed if you're the average new YouTuber, that's actually the opportunity to create a business based on your video recording capabilities. Because with tens of millions of viewers scrolling the site every second, they're looking for new and original content, and the, you know, whatever video is going to be next to go viral, those are the ones that are going to attract enough attention to convince someone to share, and then it just keeps growing and growing and growing your audience. It's those shared videos and the word of mouth and passing everything around. That's what skyrockets you as a YouTuber to success, basically, you know, overnight. So creativity is the answer to the question of how do I make YouTube my business. It's interesting, you know, music videos are the most watched videos on YouTube. And that's a genre that was defined back in the 80s by the rise of MTV, the Music Television Cable Network. That was the dominant home for videos. You know, they got music videos going, and now YouTube is the platform where music videos continue to live. And music videos transformed bands from just sort of standing on stage and playing their music to kind of these operatic-worthy movie productions that videos became, and that made, you know, the MTV generation take notice and kind of grow up with those. But luckily for you, you don't have to compete with music videos, because the next level of dominance on YouTube really belongs to the how-to videos. That's where viewers will take anyone who's got the step-by-step explanation that they can follow and copy and follow along and just have the video running and do what they do. That's what people love, right? And people love commentaries and reviews where honest words and clever presentations and solid content predominate. So to operate in this space and be recognized, the videos you create have to attract attention by being creative. While the content's important, content is super important, but it's also the design of your YouTube videos. Maybe the drawings you use, special effects, spectacular settings, bright lights, awkward angles, intriguing props. All of these make for videos that can catch and hold the attention of viewers. So it's the creators who can take an instructional or motivational video or a spoken word piece or a lecture and turn it into art. That's who stands out and moves forward on YouTube. So who should start a YouTube channel then? Well, whether you want to unleash your image creativity or simply speak directly to the camera, you'll have to find content topics that your potential viewers are seeking. So if you like to be on camera, now you don't have to be, but if you like to be on camera, if you have enough creative ideas to be behind the scenes, so to be behind the camera, but you can do something creative up front, and you're prepared to promote, then you could consider starting a YouTube channel. And you control the amount of work you do for creating your videos just by deciding how elaborate or plain spoken you would like to make your videos look. So how do you get started with a YouTube channel? Well, of all the online platforms, YouTube really is the one that requires no investment. And that's based on the assumption that you have a digital device that has a camera, a microphone, and access to the internet. So you can make videos and post them to the platform. Done. But on YouTube, you are literally competing with all the media companies, global advertisers, world-class performers. Everybody's using the same platform for their promotions. And this may be true of other platforms, like everyone's using the internet, right? But the issue with YouTube is that it is so easy for your potential audience to become distracted by another video. Because of the way YouTube is set up, it's constantly feeding viewers suggestions of other videos that they might be interested in seeing. And unless you yourself have a really significant library of content, the recommended other videos will not be yours. They're going to be somebody else's. So somebody can look at your video and then be gone, you know, 2 seconds later. So the challenge with YouTube is getting your potential audience to notice you and stick with you. And then to do that, of course, you need that next level of creativity, which makes your videos stand out. So when you use YouTube, technically you're just uploading videos. So that's pretty straightforward. You can create videos in one of the standard formats. YouTube accepts, I think, most of them. And once you've recorded and maybe edited your file, depending on what you want to do, you just upload. Of course, you have to have an account. So I'm assuming you have your Google account and you have to be able to log in and upload for free. And you can upload and have your videos be listed as public or private or unlisted. So there's different ways that you can actually upload the video. It's this giant cloud for people to put their video content on. Now, the thing is, though, there's a lot more functionality to YouTube if you really want to take the time to learn it. There's a lot of functions, there's a lot of capabilities on the platform. It's kind of a new school of information that you can pick up. And you can spend your time actually learning. As a beginner, go through YouTube's own training videos, learn the basic functions, learn the language of YouTube, learn the best practices. And then as you become more and more comfortable with the platform, you can find that there are features you would like to incorporate to extend the impact of your videos and drive viewers onto your content. There's a lot of things you can do to set up your videos in a way that that people will see what else you have to offer. So when you're getting started with the platform, start with your content. So I've talked about, okay, you got to be creative, you got to do all these other things, but start with your content. So whether you are explaining, you know, how to do something, or you're commenting on the state of the world, you want your video to hold the attention of the viewer. So what is that content that's going to get their attention and hold their attention? Before you start recording, think through your presentation. Okay, so if you're creative and you can really use video tools, you can maybe visualize a spectacular layout for everything. If you're thinking only of the words you want to use, focus on how you will present them. If you plan to be in front of the camera, as most YouTubers are, well, I don't know if maybe most, but a very large percent of successful YouTubers are in front of the camera, you'll have to really consider how you want to look. So this is the time where your looks really do, and this is not a, you know, beautiful people kind of thing. This is just whatever the look is, right? So this is also where video can cost you money, because you can invest in an external camera, like a really high quality camera. You can invest in ring lights so that you're really well lit. You maybe need a stand. You might need a green screen for virtual backgrounds, maybe a standalone microphone. So this is where things can start to add up if you're thinking about you want just real professional look to your videos. Even your clothes and your hair and your makeup and your room props, all of that can be stylized for your intended on-screen presence. Now, I know that authenticity is all the rage in marketing and online business, but come on. It's hard to imagine when you see the videos that are online and you're thinking, really, like, that's how they normally are, where they're spontaneously just jumping on a video and they look like that and the hair is done, the makeup's done. I'm talking about the guys as well as the women. And, you know, the room is perfect and immaculate. I really wonder. So I'm not so sure that people doing videos are just spontaneously creating them to look like, oh, how they regularly look. I think that people are stylizing how they want to look, and you should probably do the same thing. Because all those polished smiles and those cute poses and those hand gestures and the clean backgrounds, those all speak to a level of intention in creating the right atmosphere for a presentation. It doesn't look spontaneous to me. So as you decide what works best for you, consider your audience. Who are you trying to reach? And why would a particular approach appeal to them? What's going to look good to them? And that's what you really want to be going for. Now, you want to think about props in your vision of what you're going for, right? To separate your videos and establish your creative presence, you're going to want to make an investment in time or money or both. And so your YouTube channel is not just the physical props and the way that you look around you, but how can you differentiate your videos using virtual effects like dynamic headlines, or, you know, other things that stand out. Maybe there's software that you want to be purchasing. Maybe there's editing options that you need to do. Maybe you're going to have to hire a freelancer to do that for you. So all of those options can be purchased separately. So when I say that YouTube, you can literally do it for free, you can do it for free. But if you start to want to make changes that add up to purchases in software and other things, then it's going to start to cost you. When you're recording and editing, creating your video is as simple or as complicated as your budget will allow. So you can have a high quality professional video. Those are great. Those are awesome. But sometimes they're not always what works best on YouTube, because it totally depends on your content. If you're doing an explanation video on your desktop, and you can do a screen recording using ScreenFlow for Mac or Camtasia for PC, That's sufficient for your viewers who are looking for that information. They want to see your desktop. They want to see the how-to. You don't need anything spectacular for that. But let's say you want to make some impactful message about some major issue of the day, something big that's going on in the world. Then maybe you want to separate your work from all those who are doing similar activities. And you can record your own live video, you know, go outside, get those outdoor shots. Or you can use apps that have pre-cleared video scenes in them that you can incorporate with your words and your graphics. There's a lot of playing around that you can do. And once you've recorded your video, then you can spend time editing to include music. Maybe you've got images overlaying that you want to do. Maybe there's additional videos you want to splice in. Other features that create your really polished product. So you could actually spend a lot of time and effort on it. You can do all the work yourself, or you can outsource it. If you have the budget for those costs, fine. But either way, when your video is ready, you upload it directly to YouTube and you're live. So how you really think this through, what is your look going to be for the content that you want to use? And then once you're up there, you have to think about the next step, if it's going to be a business, is making money. So YouTube is the only one of the major online platforms that enforces this minimum interest numbers, minimum audience numbers, before allowing you to profit from your content. So as of this, you know, podcast air date, I'm going to assume that you need 1,000 subscribers to your channel and 4,000 views before you can monetize with advertising. And that advertising money is controlled by YouTube, right? So before you reach those numbers, you can still make money if you're able to obtain sponsorships or promote your own products. Now, for a sponsorship, being a YouTuber is one time when using other people's products can be particularly lucrative. If you're creating videos that use specific products to tell the story of whatever it is you're doing, you may be able to have those product companies sponsor your video. You can show them what you're doing because you've got the video and say, hey, you know, I'm using your product and I can promote it for you. So you're going to have to show there's some kind of audience there. You know, you could reach out to the sponsor before you've posted the video, but you might want to wait and see if you've started to get enough audience. You want to give them a sense of value. Like, why would they sponsor you if you're not really doing anything, right? Now, some advertisers might say, sure, we'll sponsor you. We'll give you more free products to promote, and that's it. We're not going to give you any money. Hey, swag, you know, you might get some cool stuff. Other advertisers or sponsors might be inclined to just pay you a fee if you have a niche audience. If you can prove you've got a really niche audience for them that they're trying to target, that could be how you get your sponsorship. It doesn't hurt to ask. You know, ask for the opportunity and see how the potential sponsors respond. There's no problem with reaching out and saying, hey, this is what I'm doing and I'm using your product. So you can also be your own sponsor though. And that might also impress the other sponsors if you show them how products can be incorporated in the video. So if your videos tie in with your own products, like your own books and courses and physical products, maybe you do t-shirts and mugs, you can either incorporate them directly into your videos or simply place links in your video description. So promoting your own product can enhance your video's message if you're aligned with the message of your video. Now, you don't want to be promoting some product that you have that's completely out of alignment with whatever the video is about. And you don't want to be kind of having this direct promotion with no value. You're not going to win any viewers by saying, hey, buy my thing, and your entire video is about buying something instead of about information that they're looking for. So keep your information tailored to help your audience, and it's helpful to them to know what products go with the information you're talking about. So make sure it's just integral and it's effective in reaching your audience that you're talking about products that they would want to use. And then, so you can be doing that, you can do your sponsorships, you can do your own products, you can do that type of thing. And then as you grow your audience, you get the advertising. So you grow your channel organically or just getting the word out. You use messaging that supports your audience interests. And eventually you hit those numbers that Google is looking for, that YouTube is looking for, that you will then be able to be a profit from advertising on your videos. So, you know, it's YouTube's own programs, it's their AI that kind of steps in and directs ads to your videos based on whatever your video content is and what the viewers are looking for, that type of thing. And as your channel grows with more views and more likes and more subscribers, your advertising revenue is going to grow also. Now, you can indicate certain preferences for your ad placement on your YouTube videos, but in general, YouTube's kind of controlling it and they like you to just say, hey, let us do it, right? So there's no option really to put your own advertising. You can do it yourself. Like, you can put advertising in your video. Again, with the warning that you don't want to turn off your customers, but if it makes sense to have your products or your affiliate products mentioned within the video, then you can do that and certainly put links in the description. People do that all the time, but make sure it all goes together. Okay. Even the ads that Google's running, you want to double check, make sure they're running the right kinds of ads on your videos. Make sure it all works, because this is the point where you want to be making money. So you want to make sure that you can make money because the information is good. It all makes sense. The ads make sense and you're growing viewers and not losing them. Okay. So what makes YouTubing successful? What's it all about? Well, again, the numbers are spectacular. You know, it's all these videos are huge. So if you can drive viewers to your videos and your videos are shared, you have an opportunity to make more money as you grow your audience. YouTube is part of the search engine, so write your video titles and descriptions to include keywords and search terms, so that helps drive discovery. Many people go directly to YouTube when they're searching for specific information, like those how-tos that they can follow along step by step. It's the seeing. They want to see it, not just read about it. They want to consume that video. They don't want to look at a post that has exactly the same information about in it. They want you to tell them, right? So if you plan on being you, if you want to be YouTubing, if that's what you want to do, you want to be that video person, keep all that in mind. What is that viewer looking for when they go to your channel and they go to YouTube to search for things? The successful channels do have consistent, valuable content, and a lot of it. If you take a look at who the biggest names are on YouTube, you're going to see a ton of videos associated with their name. Because, you know, once viewers find a particular look and style that's appealing, they want to return for more. So if you like making videos and you continue to deliver them, they're new, they're different subjects, they're interesting to your audience will continue to grow. So the real story behind YouTubing to make money online is that while you can start for nothing, you have to differentiate your videos with creativity that you post and share and cultivate for an audience that will keep coming back for more. YouTube is a huge platform and a key element in search, so if you can align your creativity and your ability to attract viewers, you will benefit from this opportunity to turn your YouTubing into your online business. I'm going to guess that you are listening to this podcast because you want to do something online. You want to get a venture going so that you can have more money, lifestyle freedom, the satisfaction of doing what you really want, and being around the people you really want to be around. This series, The Real Stories Behind Making Money Online with the Different Platforms, this series is to help you decide what your something is going to be. So listen to all the Real Stories episodes here on the Ready Entrepreneur podcast. Read the blogs at readyentrepreneur.com and watch the videos on the Case Lane channel on YouTube. If you have no idea where you want to get started and you just don't know how to even move forward, I would suggest you get my book Recast, The Aspiring Entrepreneur's Practical Guide to Getting Started with an Online Business. You can find it at ebookstores everywhere. And if you are ready to start your online business, I suggest you get the Dominate the Year course for getting your online business started. So I have the links to both the Recast book and the Dominate course in the description for this episode. Becoming an entrepreneur, being your own boss, and having your own business is one of the best ways to take control of your life and to deliver to yourself your own life dream. You just have to get started. If you enjoyed this information and found it useful, please make sure you're subscribed to the Ready Entrepreneur podcast so you do not miss future episodes. And please leave a rating and a comment at Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen to podcasts so I can see your feedback. And if you know someone who would benefit from the tips and strategies in the Ready Entrepreneur podcast, please share this podcast with another aspiring online entrepreneur. At readyentrepreneur.com, you'll find tons of helpful information for rising entrepreneurs, links to guides, books, courses, and so much more. And you can join the community of aspiring entrepreneurs just like you, who I keep up to date with tips, ideas, strategies, and other cool stuff. Visit readyentrepreneur.com. And if you want to reach out to me directly, email contactcase@readyentrepreneur.com or follow me on social media or reach out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Pinterest. Thank you so much for listening to the Ready Entrepreneur podcast with Case Lane.